More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift
it up, Lord.
Come and quench
the thirsting of my soul.
Bread of
heaven,
hallelujah.
Eat me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup.
Hallelujah.
Fill it up and make me whole.
My cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Bread of
heaven,
bread of heaven,
bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee,
Lord.
My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee,
Lord.
My heart desires more of thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for another Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for hallelujah, this segment of our program today, our service today. Hallelujah. You're listening to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center Incorporated. Hallelujah. And this is, hallelujah, Bishop E.T. Byrd, one of the pastors of this church. And you heard the melodic voice of Pat Willie May, a.k.a. Peaches Byrd, also singing More of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is original song that God has placed in our hearts. We want more of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. And this segment is called The Pastor's Corner. And this segment is sponsored by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Incorporated. Hallelujah. And the chief apostle is none other than Bishop E.T. Byrd. We thank God for all of you pastors throughout the world who have tuned in, all those who are pastors elect, and all those who have felt the call to be pastors, new pastors, older pastors, hallelujah, and everybody in between. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for another edition, another episode of the Pastor's Corner.
Thank you, sir.
And as we've shared, we've been talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you can find that in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And last week, we talked about the word of wisdom. As you may know, may not know, the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they're divided into three categories of three each. You have the, glory to God, the revelation gifts. You have the power gifts, and you have the inspiration gifts. The revelation gifts they reveal something. And the revelation gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discernment of spirits. And then you have the power gifts. The power gifts do something, and that's supernatural faith, the gifts of healing, and the working of miracles. And then you have the inspiration gifts. Some refer to them as the motivational gifts, which is kind of a misnomer. They're the inspiration gifts, which are, hallelujah, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. And we are sure that motivational gifts, that really motivation comes from the inside, not the outside. Inspiration comes from the outside, but motivation comes from the inside of an individual. Hallelujah. So we share that with you now. We started last week the gift of the word of wisdom, and we shared just a short recap. The word of wisdom is the supernatural revelation or not understanding of a future event. The supernatural revelation of a future event that you could not have obtained it other than by the hand of the Holy Spirit. And that's, again, we share also that those who've been called to the office of the prophet, they flow with that gift. Not that gift alone, because gifts come usually in tandems, and one, two, three, the two or three or even more working together for a whole picture that God wants to paint. So the word of wisdom, we share it with that, what it is and what it is not. It is not that you're wise in a lot of different areas. No, that's not what the word of wisdom is. Word of wisdom, again, is the supernatural revelation of a future event. Hallelujah. And today we will be talking about, hallelujah, the word of knowledge. And we want to share with you what it is not. It is not that you're knowledgeable in a lot of areas of life. That's not what the word is. The word of knowledge, simply put, is the supernatural revelation of a past or current occurrence or event or situation. Again, the word of knowledge is the supernatural revelation of a past or current event or occurrence or situation. And notice we said a word, not a sentence, not a paragraph, not a book. Hallelujah, glory to God. A word, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you go to, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, glory to God, chapter 12 and verse 8, it says, and to another, the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge, again, is the supernatural revelation of a past or current event, circumstance, or situation. And I want to share with you the many occurrences, the many examples of the word of wisdom, excuse me, the word of knowledge in God's word. Of course, one of the most famous is the Jesus meeting the woman at the well. Hallelujah. And he asked her for some water. And in that conversation, Jesus mentioned to go, you can call your husband. And she says, I have no husband. And this is significant because Samaritans at the time and Jews did not communicate. They did not, you know, a fellowship. And this woman, Samaritan woman, was at the well during the 12 o'clock hour, which is the heat of the sun. And most people, if they go to get water, they would not go that time. They would go earlier, so that before the heat of the sun would reach its zenith. So She did that so she wouldn't bump into somebody. And anyway, she said, she told Jesus, Jesus said, go get your husband. And she says, I have no husband. And Jesus said, you spoke right. Oh, do you not have a husband? You had five husbands, and the man you're with now is not your husband. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of course, you know the rest of that story. She went off after the, her time with Christ. She went off and told folks, come see a man who told me all about myself. Jesus was flowing with the word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge is usually to the body of Christ to edify or lift it up, but it's also as a witnessing tool. And on this occasion, it was a witnessing tool. Hallelujah. And we can go back to Moses. Also, had not only was he flowing with the word of wisdom, but he was flowing with the word of knowledge. Dealing with the 10 plagues. Of Egypt, and when he spoke the word, and he spoke the word about the water turning into blood, it actually turned into blood in the sight of the Pharaoh. I mean, he poured out of the pitchers that were already drawn, water's already drawn, poured out the pitcher, and it flowed with blood. So the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the nine gifts of the Spirit flow in concert with one another. Usually there are going to be two or three flowing together. And that occasion, it was two, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge was flowing. And it is important for you to understand it's a word. Also, the gifts of the Spirit are through the unction of the Holy Spirit. God will put an impression upon you, will cause you a concern in your heart to begin to pray, and as you pray, he will reveal stuff to you. And that's, again, this particular gift to lift up the body of Christ, to edify, to build up the body of Christ, and not to exalt a man or a woman, look what they can do. No, it's the Holy Spirit operates the gifts. Hallelujah. And you must understand this. You can't go before God's people say, well, I'm going to show you the gifts of the Spirit manifested in my life. You just can't turn it on and off like you can turn it off because you can grieve the Holy Spirit, but you can't just turn it on. It is motivated. It's under the unction of the Holy Spirit. You heard? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Again, the word of knowledge. Hallelujah. And on Wednesday, we will be talking about discernment of spirits. That's the third in this set of three, the revelation gifts. And again, we said that the revelation gifts reveal something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, pastors and pastors-elect and those who have been called to pastorship and have not gone forth. Hallelujah. Prepare your hearts to be a vessel that the Holy Spirit can use as the hands of God in this present age. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless us in the grace of God and the mercy of God upon every pastor out there listening to the sound of my voice, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor and teacher, everyone called to pastor. Continue to tune in to the Pastor's Corner. Again, it's sponsored by Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want more information about our services or what we're doing, you can call 1-410-444-512. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. You can even give testimonies. You can even ask for prayer for you and your congregants, hallelujah, your parishioners. Also, as some pastor out there, some independent church or ministry wants to know how to become a part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, you can call that number as well. God bless you. Love at this time. The next voice you hear will be that of none other than Pastor Willie Mae Byrne, a.k.a. Also known as Pastor Peaches. God bless you. See you on Wednesday at this time.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own. Yet in my weakness he is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raise in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
Hallelujah.
We can only know the power that he holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins when ours come to an end. He hears our humble cry and proves us again. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raise in his power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for bringing us to another Sunday. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to join together, Lord God, for other saints of God all over the world. Father God, we thank you because you are awesome. You are an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, for this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in this day. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for our life, our health, our strength. We thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to see the dawning of another day that we have never seen before. We thank you, Lord God, for having breath in our lungs, for having sight, for having feelings in our hands, our feet. Lord God, be able to walk and talk and praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we couldn't do any of these things without you. We thank you, God, for increasing our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for being with us, Lord God, walking with us and talking with us. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for breath in our lungs that we can praise you, Lord God. We, Lord God, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we wouldn't have been able to wake up this morning if you didn't touch us, Lord. Hallelujah. We wouldn't be able to do anything, Lord God, if you didn't give us the strength. Hallelujah. We're resting and we're depending on you, Lord, to continue to strengthen us, to continue to be with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord in our souls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, if you said that the word is in us and we're in the word, we can ask what we will. Hallelujah. You would give it to us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You're going to hold your word above your name. Hallelujah. You're not going to change, Lord God, what you said in your word. Hallelujah. One jot or tittle, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're never ever going to change your word. You're not going to take back on your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, touch the hearers in the name of Jesus. Bless the word of God that's going to come forth on today. Hallelujah. A right now word, Lord God. Continue to strengthen the men of God that's out there, Lord God, the women of God that's out there, Lord God, that's spreading your word, that's giving your word, Lord God, that's standing up, Lord God, for you in the name of Jesus. Protect even the Christians in the bushes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Father God. Hide them from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord God, protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Prove your word. Hallelujah. As we stand on your word, as they stand on your word, prove your word to them, Lord God, that no matter where they are, Lord God, you are right there with them. You're right there with them. Lord God, allow the people of God to feel your arms of protection, your arms of blessings, your arms of nourishment around them, Lord God. You are my Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, my provider. Hallelujah, for providing everything, Lord God, that we need. Hallelujah, because your word says you would do it, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just to bless every listener in the name of Jesus continually. Hallelujah. Bless the ones that's sick and shut in, Lord God. The ones that's not able to get out, Lord God. The ones, Lord God, that's choosing, Lord God, to hear the word of God through technology right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. No one can do it like you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for it, the aid of technology. Nobody can do it like you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, God. Our Old Testament reading. We have an Old Testament reading right now. And our Old Testament scripture is Jeremiah 18:1-6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. That was Jeremiah 18:1-6. Our New Testament reading comes from Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
May God add a blessing to the hearers of the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you know God is going to hold his word above his name? Hallelujah. He's one of the ones that say, I'm in it. I'm here to represent it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And saints of God, that's what we have to do. When there's something that we're standing on the word of God for, find that scripture in the word of God and give it back to the Lord. Feed it back to him. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:7, Lord, if you ask, seek, knock. Hallelujah. There's nothing too big that you can ask God for that he won't give it to you. He's better than a natural father. Wouldn't a natural father give it to you? Would a natural father see you walk around with holes in your shoes and not say, come on, baby, let's go down to the store and get some more shoes? Or would a natural father hear you ask him for a pair of shoes or say, Dad, I need a pair of shoes, and he not supply the need? Hallelujah. How much more so our Heavenly Father? Hallelujah. He loves us. God loves us more, even more so than a natural father. Hallelujah. He sees our needs before we even know them. He knows what the need is. He will, and I pray, and I say, Lord, provide my need before I even know that I have that need.
Hallelujah.
And don't you know God has been doing it? Because that's what I take him for. That's what I take him as. I remember when I was a little girl and I would go into the kitchen and my mom would have already gotten some fresh greens from the Arabs that would ride around the street, and the horse, we used to call them horsey wagon men. And he would come around and she would get fresh greens. And she would be in the kitchen washing the greens at the sink. And she would be just in there talking. I'm wondering, like, I'm looking around. Ma, who are you talking to? Oh, baby, I'm talking to the Lord. It was just her and Jesus in the kitchen having itself a one-on-one. And don't you know, that's the type of relationship we can have with the Lord. I don't care if you driving. God knows I think I do more praying in my car than I do in any place. Laying on my bed, while you laying on your bed, pray and talk to the Lord just like you're talking to somebody sitting in a chair beside you. While you're driving, hallelujah, while you're stirring up a cake in the kitchen, while you're cooking, don't you know, wherever, hey, Jesus is there. Hallelujah. Believe in me, and he will hear your heart's cry. Yes, he knows what you're going to say before you even say it. He knows the desires of your heart before you even bring them out your mouth. Hallelujah. Well, why not just go ahead on and tell him, Lord God, this is what's on my heart. You know what? And talk to him just like you would talk to your close girlfriend, your close buddy, your closest sports pal. While y'all out there shooting hoops, and y'all be getting into some intimate stuff, talking to some stuff to each other, you know, and you really feel that, you know, I can, hey man, I can say this to you because, you know, it's just me and you around. Don't you know, you talk to Jesus just like that.
Hallelujah.
You know, and he will hear you. And watch him come through. Watch him come through.
Hallelujah.
He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. And saints of God, send in those testimonies. Let us know how God is coming through, how he has come through for you, how he has touched your body. Hallelujah. We've had testimonies coming in. People, someone feeling better after they've taken communion. Someone else being healed of a ganglion cyst on them the size of a basketball. Hallelujah. We've heard of the saints of God, how the Lord is healing and touching their bodies, how God is coming through. Hallelujah. He'll do the same for you. He is no respecter of persons. He does not care. He don't care what you're asking for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know God blessed this past week. There was something I had on my heart for someone and to do something for someone. And don't you know, the Lord blessed me with it just within moments. I couldn't do anything but cry. And I feel like sometimes on the inside, Lord, why are you loving me so? Lord, I've never experienced a kind of love like this before. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And Jesus just loves you. He just loves you. He loves you. So, and when you love somebody, when somebody just blessing your socks off, you just want to tell everybody about them. Mm-hmm. You just want to just, girl, let me tell you what he did for me today. And don't you know, it'll cause someone else to love Jesus too. And we want to experience that too. Hallelujah. God is good. He is no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
What he did for one, he'll do for another.
Yes.
He will. He will do for another. Hallelujah. What he did for me, he'll do for you.
Yes.
He doesn't care. Just ask him. Lord, the children will be going back to school soon, virtually or in person. It doesn't matter. Lord, I need this and that for the children. Lord God, I need car fare for the children. I want to be able to send them in the Uber every day to school. Lord, I need the laptop devices for the children. I need the notebooks and the pencils and the paper. You know, so God, I've experienced, when my kids were small, I have experienced needing school supplies for them. And I would tell them, okay, when y'all get home, because whatever they had was running out, and I said, Ma, we need notebook paper when I get home today. I said, okay, baby, I have it for you. I didn't have the money in my pocket, but I knew God was able.
Yeah.
I knew God was able to supply. And I was, as I left their school and was walking across the parking lot to go to the bus stop for me to go to school, don't you know the money was on the ground? I found the money on the ground, and I said, thank you, Jesus. I knew God wasn't going to let me down. Thanks to God, God has done this numerous amounts of times for me. Oh, my gosh, I probably could not count the times that I've needed bus fare. I've needed car fare. I've needed gas in the tank. Hallelujah. Going to school. Whatever. And I thank God. The Lord has supplied. God has protected me. I remember one day I graduated from college in 2016. But I remember going across Hilton Parkway. And I could hear my husband say, what's the speed limit? And as the car slowed down, a deer jumped across the median strip on Hilton Parkway. I don't even know if they're still there. These barriers are there. Deer jumped over the median strip and kept right on going. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. God had slowed up the van so that the deer didn't jump on the van or jump and not hit the van and deer come flying through the windshield. God is awesome. God will protect you, saints of God. He will. He has done it for me a number of times. He's protected me from danger seen and unseen. Yeah. We serve an awesome God, a mighty God that's able to do exceeding, abundantly above all we could ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is just an awesome God. I could just go on and on all day and tell you the things that he's done for me, the doors he has opened, the friendships that he's brought in my life, the provisions that he has made. Hallelujah. How he's touched my body. How he's touched my mind. Hallelujah. Just whispering. And I know at one time I couldn't do anything but whisper the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because I was just that much in pain. I was feeling just that bad.
Hallelujah.
I could not do anything but whisper. Whisper, Jesus. His name is Jesus. And that's all I could do, y'all. I could whisper. That's all I could do. And he comforted my soul. Hallelujah. There was nobody in reach that I could holler out their name. But Jesus was there. And God touched my body. Hallelujah. He touched my body. Thank you, Lord. And I don't suffer that way in my body anymore. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is a healer. He is a keeper. He is a right now God. Take him for being a right now God. Whatever prescription you need filled, give it to the Lord. I need you to do it for me right now, Lord. I need you to talk to him. Hallelujah, he's able. Talk to the Lord. Hallelujah, he's that friend. You may want somebody to come past to see you or whatever, or call you on the phone. Don't you know Jesus is already there? Hallelujah. He will answer your prayer. Reach out to him. Pray to him. Hallelujah. He's there. He will answer you. Hallelujah. He'll be there when nobody else is. He'll be there when you call somebody after they say, oh, girl, call me if you need me. And you call them and the line is busy.
Boy, you're the boy, shot.
Well, you call them and you wait for somebody to pick up and it goes to voicemail. And you're saying, oh, my gosh, they told me to call him. But don't you know, you don't have to pick up a phone to talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. Whisper that prayer. Hallelujah. You got a telephone in your bosom. Hallelujah. You can ring it up and call him up anytime you want. Hallelujah. And you'll never get, oh, I'm on the other line. Oh, please call back later. Oh, please leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can or at my earliest convenience. No, he'll never say at my earliest convenience because he's a right now God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, saints of God, for just allowing me to rattle on. Oh, about my friend Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The next voice you'll hear.
Hallelujah.
That of Bishop Byrd. Hallelujah. Bringing you forth the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, Bishop Byrd. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just settled back and getting ready to just relax and listen to the word of God as it came forth through you, Pastor Peaches. God is doing awesome things through you, and I thank God for you being humble enough to let God use you as an instrument of his glory. God bless you real good. And for those that have testimonies, hallelujah, you can call 1-410-444-5152. Again, that's 1-410-444-5152. Leave your testimony. Give your testimony. You have a prayer request. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to know the services that we have? Hallelujah, our virtual services. Just hallelujah, call that number again, 1-410-444-5152. God bless you. And before we begin, I'm going to deal with our, what do you call it, housekeeping rules? Yeah, get your children. Get them around the phone. You know, we used to crowd around the TV and then the radio. But you get them, put their phone on speakerphone and crowd the kids around the phone. Also get a pen, pencil, flare, magic marker, something to write with, and then something to write on. And then also get yourself a little piece of cracker or some bread and something to drink, a little bit to drink, because we're going to get ready to do, hallelujah, Holy Communion, hallelujah. And I just have a word for somebody out there. There's some folk out there that are listening to my voice. You don't feel worthy to be used of God. You don't feel worthy for God to bless you and to accord his grace to come upon you. I want you to understand this very carefully. God uses who he chooses. God used Moses. Moses not only was he kind of hot-tempered, but he was also a murderer. God used David. He was an adulterer and a murderer. Come on now. God used Rahab. And Rahab, not only did God use her to help protect the spies that were sent into the city, but in the genealogy, Christ's genealogy on his stepfather's side, if you can call it that, Rahab is there. I think I'm correct on that. If I'm not, somebody can call on that phone number 410-444-5152 and correct me, but she was part of the genealogy there of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for God using who he chooses. He used hallelujah, Paul, who was called Saul, but he was a come on now, watch out now, he was a mass murderer. Come on now. Condemning Christians to die. He was there and consented to the death of Stephen. Deacon Stephen. Yeah, you remember him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Saul was there. God met him on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit of Almighty God changed his whole perspective, change his direction. Hallelujah. And see, God has done that for you, baby. I'm not worried about what you did in the past. The past is what? Oh, I heard somebody said under the blood. You're absolutely correct. So we thank God. God uses who he chooses. And he chose you, sister. He chose you, brother, son, daughter, mother, father, grandparent. He chose you. He chose you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Receive the grace and mercy of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. And because he chose you, I'm going to just play this one little song while you get what you need to get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See if I can get this working.
This little life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Let your little light shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe that alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel my help coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's Holy Communion time. Every service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do Holy Communion because it's the meal that heals. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23 to 34. Hallelujah. I said 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34. Hallelujah. And we're going to examine ourselves right now. And Father God, right now, we you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent. We repent. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. We forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentments. Hallelujah. We release ourselves and all others to the Holy Spirit, to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to take Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Your word says, examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. And we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5. That's Isaiah 53, verse 5. Says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, that's 1 Peter 24, says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1, verse 7. Colossians 1, verse 14 says, that's Ephesians 1, verse 7. Colossians 1, verse 14 says, we have redemption through your blood. Matthew 26, 28 says, our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's one thing you put above yourself, that's your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Psalms 138, verse 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And your word says in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 23 to 34, somewhere in there it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. This is the meal that heals, oh God. So we are taking communion worthily. We are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, "You will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord." Hallelujah. Matthew 23:19 says, "You're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do." Paraphrase the course. Isaiah 55:11 says, "Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent." Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for the, oh God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, oh God. Sanctify them, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. On the same night in which you were betrayed, hallelujah, you took the bread, and when you're giving thanks, we thank you, Lord, you broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The alimentary system. Hallelujah. The cardiovascular system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The intracranial system. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The genital system, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The integumentary system, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yada Bosha, Karada Bosha, Karada Sheba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, respiratory system. Thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. From inside out and outside in, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for supernatural created miracles, O God. We thank you, O God, that healing is the bread of your children. And your words say in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John 3:1-2 and Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 that we are your children and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for as we speak right now, healing is taking place all over the world. Yada Labushakara. Healing right now. Hallelujah. We curse the spirit of pain right now. We curse the spirit of injury, infirmity, sickness, disease. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then we bind them in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Healing is taking place in this country, in Baltimore City, in Maryland, and all over the United States, and in North America, hallelujah, the Western Hemisphere, in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, hallelujah, Australia, glory to God, the islands of the Pacific, oh God, the islands of the Caribbean, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, South America, hallelujah, Central America, hallelujah, healing is taking place. Right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took also the cup. And when you had given thanks, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, and our ministries, oh God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, as we roll in wheelchairs and skatermobiles and skates or whatever we are rolling in today, oh God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, nullifies, eradicates, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, curse against us and our families in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, eradicates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah. Destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name today, oh God. We glorify your name. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We put on your whole armor right now, oh God. We gird our loins with truth. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation. We put on Jesus today, Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and every direct and indirect family members. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to Job 22:28. Hallelujah. Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name,
lean,
clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from your perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Right, Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. I just want to sing one chorus. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. One more time. Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Victory today
is mine.
I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our official timekeeper. What time is it? 355. Is it really? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a good day to be saved. Is that right? It's a good day to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My friends, saints of God, this is part two of a message we started on Wednesday. And if you have been tuned in to us for a little while, you heard them sing a song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." Hallelujah. And the title of today's message is part two of Turn On Your Light. Glory to God. Turn on the light. Tell a neighbor. Neighbor. Old neighbor. Turn on your light.
Turn on your light.
Tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor. Old neighbor.
Neighbor.
Turn on your light.
Turn on your light.
On your job.
Hallelujah.
In your community.
Yeah.
In your family.
Yeah.
In your home. In your neighborhood. In your church. Turn on your light. Turn on the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. February 7th, 1817, someone named Peel turned on a gas light in Baltimore at the corner of Holiday and East Baltimore Street. That was the first gas street light in America. Hallelujah. Yes, I love history. Don't you love history? Glory to God. They turned on the light, and that started street lights in America. You can't go to any city, whether large or small, hallelujah, and not see at least one street light. Thank God. Now, I'm not saying they're gas lamps, but there's a street light in every corner of America today. I would venture to say every corner of the world, but I haven't been to every corner of the world, so I'm not going to venture out on that limb. It may not hold me because they say I'm slightly big. Glory to God. So I might tumble to the ground. But at least in America, there are streetlights in every city that you can run across. Even if it's a one-horse city and the horse done died, there's at least one streetlight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our base scripture is, hallelujah, Matthew's. Chapter 5, verse 14. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce I have, every ounce of strength I have, every ounce in my fingertips and my toenails. I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit today. Oh God, turn down the lights in their lives, oh God, in their hearts, oh God, today, so they can turn the light on in their lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing over the seed sown today. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, you're already defeated. We also already canceled every plan, every device, every strategy that you set up to steal, kill, or destroy. It's hallelujah. Glory to God. We bring your works to naught. We destroy your works today. We bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for moving on your people today and blessing them. Give them grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to you. Say amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie, say amen. Come on now. Come on now. Overseer Norman, Nevin, say amen. Hallelujah. Apostle, come on now. Apostle Kevin Barber, say amen. Senior Pastor Dr. Shelley Barber, say amen. Come on now. Prophet, come on now. Prophet Cynthia, say amen. Come on now. Don't be mum chance. Just say amen. Brother Harry, say amen. Minister Linda Blackwell, that's right. Minister Linda Blackwell, say amen. Come on now. Minister Jerry Cleveland, say amen. All right, come on now. Hallelujah. Sister Sheila over there in Justice, say amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Mike and Pastor Peggy up there in Hanover, Pennsylvania, say amen. Deacon Walter Byrd and Sister Dorothy Byrd down there in North Carolina, say amen. Glory. Let everything have breath. Praise the Lord right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got that scripture, Matthew's the fifth chapter. Hallelujah. Beginning at the 14th verse. Can you read that for me, somebody?
We are the light of the world.
Come on, wait a minute. Stop right there.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Stop right there. Look here. It didn't say your dog was the light of the world. It didn't say your cat was the light of the world. It didn't say the other guy is the light of the world. What did it say? Come on, read that again.
Ye are the light of the world.
In other words, you are. You. Look in the mirror and point to that guy in the mirror. The light of a, continue to read.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and they give light unto all that are in the house.
Praise God. Now, we shared one of the greatest masterpieces of all time, literary masterpieces, written by Charles Darwin, Charles Dickens, an English writer and a social commentarist, is that a word? I just made it up then. But anyway, he wrote social commentaries, hallelujah. And he wrote a book called The Tale of Two Cities. And it started out, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of, what was that? It was the age of, I've forgotten what it was, hallelujah. But he dealt with dichotomy. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. That's what it was. It was, glory to God. It was a season of glory to God. It was a season of belief. It was a season of incredulity. That's unbelief. Hallelujah. It was hallelujah. Hallelujah. The epoch of hallelujah. Glory to God. I think he said the epoch of belief and the epoch of incredulity. Hallelujah. We're going to get that right. Hallelujah. It was the season, it was the spring of hope and the winter of despair. In other words, he was dealing with dichotomies. And a lot of folks thought, oh, this is cool. You know, he dealt with a lot of dichotomies. You know, he talked about a season of light and a season of darkness. Well, you know, he wasn't the first author of that kind of a conversation. In Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, a time and place for everything under the sun. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to love, a time to hate. A time to plant, and a time to dig up that which was planted. And if that wasn't enough, you go back a little bit further. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it talks about, while the earth remaineth, there's seed time and there's harvest. There's day and night. You know, there's a lot of dichotomies in the Word of God. And one of the greatest dichotomy is about light and darkness. Again, we understand that there's no fellowship light had with darkness. And you know that's true. Because if you got light and you take it to the darkness disappears because they don't fellowship. That God, you got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, but the problem here, and if you pretend my illustrious reader to Isaiah 60, I think it's Isaiah 60, yes it is. You got to understand that light is the principal thing. He wants you to have light. He wants you to be the light. Hallelujah. He wants you to have light. And see, when you accept Christ as a personal Savior, you say, Lord, I believe that you lived, died, and rose again. Hallelujah. And now seated on the right hand of the Father, forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. When you do that, guess what? Light suddenly appears in your heart and in your life. I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:17 or 16 talks about, yes, I think it's 5:16, that you got to be born again. You're a new creation. When you're a new creation, you become a new creation. And now you've got light all over you. And your job, that's why I call folk who don't call themselves ministers, I call them ministers, because in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says we are ministers of reconciliation. In other words, we are ones that are supposed to take folk in darkness to the light, so there won't be no more darkness in their lives. But see, a lot of us think we're not worthy. Oh, I can't say nothing. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. You know, people have been working for 10 years on the job, and no one ever knew that they were Christians. Something wrong with that picture. See, people will listen to maybe 5 to 10% of what you say, and maybe even 15% of what you say, anywhere from 85 to 90, maybe 95% of what you do. And so you didn't say it out of your mouth. You should have said it out of how you carried yourself. In other words, it should have been a light around you. Somebody should say, "Boy, you're glowing today, man! The aura around you is so bright." See, that's the light of the love of God. Hallelujah! When Jesus comes into your heart, hallelujah, glory to God. I mean, He brings light. But see, y'all got to turn the light on. Don't you hide? Why are you hiding your light? I don't want to embarrass nobody. What are you? You don't want to embarrass nobody. You just want to let them go to hell without seeing the Christ in you, the hope of glory. Get this thing right. Your job, your mission, is to bring light to darkness, is to stop somebody from going to hell. If you got a family member that's on their way to hell, you got to show them your light. I didn't say beat them side the head with your Bible, because some of y'all folks carrying them smoke your family Bibles. Some of y'all go to church with a family Bible under your arm. Try to show people how holy you are. And you be beating the people over the head with a holy Bible. No, you show them the light in you. The hope of glory. Glory to God. Turn on the light, baby. Turn on your light, baby. But you don't understand. I work with a lot of Muslims and a lot of Hindus and a lot of Sikhs and stuff like that. And I don't want to embarrass them. Okay. Let's take a look at what you're saying now. You got the light. You got the food. You got water. You got some goods, and you got a whole bunch of people around you starving, dying, and you don't want to share? That don't sound like Christ. That don't sound like something that Christ would do. People dying, falling, dying every day, dying in their sins, and you don't want to share Christ? And again, you don't have to quote them a scripture in order to share Christ. Oh, you know how you share Christ? Do good to those that spitefully use you. Love your enemies. Hallelujah. Bless somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, in the four types of giving, there's one that you're supposed to give to others. It's called alms. You give to others. The other three you give to God. But, see, you can give, you can bless somebody. I know one sister, glory to God, tried all she could to bless this one sister. The devil was in her. The devil was using her. But she blessed this one, took her home, brought her lunch, sometimes, provided for the sister, and she would not hear. See, that's not on you. The blood is not on your hands.
Amen.
The blood is not on your hands. But if you have a light and you put it in under a bushel, a bush, you hide the light, and then a ship passing by goes shipwrecked. The blood is on your hands. But you don't understand. My job don't want you to say anything about Christ. I didn't say to say anything about Christ. I said to show Christ. Christ is love. Christ is peace. Oh, you want to know the fruit of the Spirit? Oh, go to Galatians. Oh, I love Galatians. Galatians 5:22-23. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's patience. Gentleness, goodness. That's grace and mercy. Come on now. Faith, hallelujah, glory to God. Stand on what God says stand on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. You have faith and trust in his word. Don't you try to get nobody back. That ain't showing Christ.
Amen.
Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I shall repay. 2 Thessalonians 1:7. God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. God got your back.
Amen.
God got your back. So don't you try to get nobody back. I'm going to get him back. He did this. He said this to me. I'm going to get him back. No, you got to ditch. You dig for others, Proverbs 26:27, you're going to fall into. You don't get nobody back. Turn them over to the hand of the Lord. Lord can do glory to God. And don't you get upset when they get saved and turn their lives over to God like Jonah. Jonah was mad because God gave Nineveh a second chance. Hallelujah. He was mad because they were talking about some devils. They were cheerleaders in the devil's program. And Joe said, yeah, get it, destroy them. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all so-called blood wash, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled Christian. When you hear somebody doing something terrible, you say, kill them! Kill them! Oh, you say y'all wouldn't do that? Who crucified Jesus? They didn't kill him. They just sent him to the cross. Who did that? It was the church people. Lord, no grace, no mercy. No, they would crucify him. Put him under the... Oh, that's a terrible thing. Yeah. Sin is terrible. Excuse me, y'all. I'm getting kind of happy here. I got to slow my roll. It's terrible. But grace and mercy is better than sin. Hallelujah. I got to say that a little bit because y'all missed that. That went right over your head. I said sin is terrible. Somebody be murdered, your loved one being murdered, hallelujah, your daughter being raped, hallelujah, glory to God, all your goods being stolen, hallelujah, glory to God. That is terrible. Identity theft, terrible. All that stuff, that's terrible. Hallelujah. To be killed or to have a loved one killed. But when they're on the cross, and the nails in their hands and their feet, and they done been whipped all night long, fat upon all, degraded. They say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, be like him as a dead child. You got to do the same thing. But you know, you
don't feel what I feel. I told you already. You've been paying attention to the messages that are coming forth. You don't let your emotions lead you or guide you. It's like the tail being the dog wagging the tail. There's the highlight what's going on in your life, not to lead you. You're going to be led by the Spirit of the Almighty God.
Amen.
Glory to God. What all did the Bible say in Psalm 37:23? The steps of a good man or woman. I gotta put that in there because some of y'all say, "Well, it just said man, so I can be I'm a woman, so I don't have to be led by God." Yes, you do. It's like mankind, a good man ordered by the Lord. You want to be led by the Lord, not by your feelings and your emotions. You can't let your light shine. You can't turn on the light if you're still mad at your boss because he asked you to do something that's not in your job spec. He asked you to can you stay over half an hour because we got to get this stuff out because a lot of people are depending on this product being shipped today. We got to get it out today so it can arrive on time. Don't you be mad at him. The Bible said Matthew's go the extra mile. If someone wants you to go one, go extra mile. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have that willingness to work and go the extra mile. Or as one writer puts it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a willingness to work and then some. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then some. Hallelujah. In other words, don't be looking at the clock. You don't arrive at work, you don't start work at 8 o'clock. You coming through the door at 8 o'clock. And then at 15 minutes of 4, you're going to shut down. You don't stop, your work is not over till 4. You don't shut down. You start packing up at 4:15. And at 4 o'clock exactly, you're walking out the door. You don't want to give him another minute. You don't want to be a minute after 4 leaving. Why? And then you upset at the boss when he writes you up because you're 3 minutes late. You're actually not 3 minutes late when you get to work 3 minutes after 8. You're supposed to start work at 8. You're actually about 18 minutes late because you ought to get to work 15 minutes before you're supposed to get to start work. Because notice it says you start work. It didn't say you arrive to work. So y'all got to get this stuff right. And see, you're doing this as unto the Lord. Now you the same one that go to church and spit and holler and scream and run around the church. Oh, Lord, give me. My name is Jimmy Seen. Jamaica, Jessica, Janet. Y'all out there, that's your name. I'm not talking about you. I don't know nothing about you. I don't even know you. I'm just giving some names out here. But see, you're the same one that won't give the man, 1 minute over. You won't say, that ain't in my job spec. That's the first thing that comes off your lips. And then you want the God to bless you super abundantly above. You're a hypocrite of the 10th magnitude. The Bible say that you give your work as unto the Lord. And you half-stepping on your job. You're just showing up when you feel like it. Glory to God. I'm only 5 minutes late. Glory to God. I'm glad you wasn't a doctor and you had an operation to do. And you're 5 minutes late as a dead person on that gurney. Jesus, somebody help me today. Glory to God. I hope you weren't, glory to God. I hope you weren't the pilot of the airplane and it took off without you. Come on, Jesus, Lord. Who's driving the airplane? He said, the servant, the stewardess, Jesus, help us today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Please turn on the light. Somebody turn on the light. Oh, wait a minute. I feel somebody done turned on the light. Oh, wait a minute now. Glory to God. Well, somebody done turned on the light. Glory to God. Yeah, I see somebody done turned on the light. Go to Isaiah 60. You got to say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60.
Amen.
All right. Read that. Come on.
Arise.
Move.
shine.
Hey!
For thy light is come. The Lord is risen upon thee.
Come on now.
Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Come on now.
And gross darkness the people.
Come on now.
But the Lord shall arise upon thee.
Death.
And his glory shall be seen upon thee.
Death. Come on. Read.
Gentiles shall come to thy light.
Come on now.
And kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Come on, I'm going to just stop right there because I'm going to get happy in a minute. In fact, I'm really happy, but I'm trying to control myself because some folks are trying to translate what I'm saying. So I need to slow this roll down. What time you got, sis? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
22.
Jesus, hallelujah, brother to God. I might have to do a part three, glory to God. Look, if you want a copy of any of these messages, hallelujah, this is 0010 is the message on today. You can call that number 1-410-444-5152 and request a copy of this message. Any of the other messages, you go down to the 0009, 0008, 0008. Boy, we got a whole bunch of messages that we deal with, and it's life building. Turn on your light. Don't tell me what a Christian you are, or I ain't going there because I'm faithless, and your light ain't shining. All thing that's shining is your mean, nasty attitude. All thing that's shining is your talking about people. You're gossiping. The phone. You spend more time on the phone. Oh, I gotta stop. On the phone talking about people than the plans for people. Something wrong with that picture. I gotta end this. Father God, thank you for what our ears have heard, our hearts have felt, and what you shared. Bless the people. The grace of God be upon them in Jesus' name. Pastor Peter, come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. If you would like to become a child of God,
oh, yeah, no more child.
Hallelujah. Pray this prayer. After me, Father God, come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe you died, you rose, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. And I thank you, Father, for becoming my Father. I thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart and saving me from my sins. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Saints of God, if you repeated that prayer behind me, you have crossed from darkness unto light. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. It's not deep. It's just that simple. Now you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Also, if you would like to sow into this ministry, there's more than one way that you can sow. If you so desire, please do not send us your tithe and your offering. That goes to your local church. The churches must go on, and bills still must be paid, although a lot of the churches have to be virtual right now. The saints of God, your pastor still needs your tithe and offering. If you like to sow, if you have Cash App or Zelle, for Cash App, it is $T, as in the P, HCPWC. That's the first letters of the Potter's House Christian Prayer Worship Center. TPHCPWC. And if you have Zelle, the number for Zelle is 4434-161-352. Hallelujah. And saints of God, name your seed. Put a name on it. Tell God just what you need him to do for you. If you believe it, no, you can't buy a miracle. I don't mean that. And I don't mean to sound like that. But tell God what's on your heart. Lord God, I'm believing for a home. Lord God, I'm believing for you to save my children. Lord God, I'm believing for employment. I'm believing for a vehicle. I'm believing for to be able to hear from my boss this week, for him to tell me to come back to work. We're opening back up. Saints of God, God is able to do just what you ask him to do. Don't be afraid. Name your seed. Tell God what you want. Tell him what you're looking for him to do. And he is able to do exceeding, abundantly above all
that you can ask or think. There's nothing too big or too small for the Lord to handle. God can handle it all. He's put those desires in your heart. Hallelujah. He's the one that put the desires in your heart. He knows what you're going to say and what you're going to ask for before you even ask it. So therefore, go ahead on and open up your heart and ask him. He's your father. He's your daddy. Go ahead on and ask your daddy and tell your daddy what's on your heart, what you want. Trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See you Wednesday.
Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been listening to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center in Baltimore, Maryland, North America, Western Hemisphere, planet Earth. Hallelujah. I don't know how far this, hallelujah, this program is going. So if you're on Alpha Centauri, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill to all men. Hallelujah. I don't know if we're still on the air, but I still feel my help coming. Hallelujah. We bless God. We just bless the Lord. He's just so good. Hallelujah. He's good. He's a good God. All the time. Hallelujah. I thank him for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of the Lord. More of the Lord. My heart fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup,
and make me whole.
Hallelujah.
More of thee, Lord, my soul desires more. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven,
hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up. And make me whole.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.